Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's going on, everyone? Jody Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Wednesday morning, off and rolling. We got some turn in the weather, looking a little better out there, feeling better, warmer, good stuff. Of course, the Flyers, not so much. They get handled last night in Pittsburgh. Sixers with a big game tonight versus the Utah Jazz, team with the best record in the NBA. We'll get into that. Some Phils, some Eagles as well. Of course, fans back in the stands soon here in Philadelphia. A lot to discuss, and we'll do it all with you at 215-592-9494. An awful lot to get into again at 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, pal.
You know, Shaggy and Scooby-Doo have different names than Shaggy and Scooby-Doo. Shaggy's real name is Norville Rogers, but he goes by the nickname Shaggy. And Scooby-Doo's real name is Scoobert.
And they cover this in the show?
Scoobert Doo.
Scoobert.
No.
It is his real name. No. Scoobert and Norville.
That's bizarre. I talk about something I won't know.
Yes, this is factual.
Love the
Joe.
Show. Won't be going back and watching that. My tour of old shows, that's one I'm not going all the way back.
Surprising.
There. Yeah. No, I mean, there is a limit to how
you look down your nose at cartoons.
Yeah, you hate on cartoons.
No, that's not true.
You think
it's true.
For children only.
Not Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah, that's in a movie with people in it.
Well, I understand.
And you thought she was a rabbit.
I would
all
say
all the great Simpsons, South Park, Family Guy, any of it, you don't watch any of them.
Jessica Rabbit, best looking rabbit. In that movie, 215. No, I was going to say woman, but I mean she's a woman rabbit, not rabbit. I mean I don't know what the heck. What is she?
She is a woman.
I know she is.
But no, you didn't.
No, not a couple years ago. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, the Birds, the Eagles, of course, have all these decisions to make, and we've talked a lot about it, and we'll continue to talk about it because, you know, the decisions in free agency and then the draft and blah 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 and how to build up the roster and all that. Look, all of that's on the table with the Birds, but, you know, none of it's really going to matter in the short term. Next year, two, three, none of it's really going to matter at all in the short term, make any meaningful difference at all, unless one huge decision that the Eagles have already made, unless it works out. And that's the decision that the Eagles made to hire Nick Sirianni as the head coach. Now, John, here we are about a month removed from Sirianni being named the Eagles head coach. I knew almost nothing about him then. I still know, you know, close to almost nothing about him now. I mean, I know he's, you know, Colts guy, Frank Reich, Chargers before that, offensive side of the ball, young guy, heard the press conference, the whole deal, but we still don't really know much. I will say this, though. I'm looking forward to finding out, John, what the Eagles have with this guy. What Sirianni brings to the table, I'm looking forward to finding out. It's a critical thing here for this football team.
Well, I feel like it's this phenomenon that's occurring where everyone's happy to just sort of let Nick Sirianni fade from their recent memory because we all really know what he's got. We all really know what we're in for here in Philly.
Meaning what?
You're acting so naive that you're saying, I'm excited. I try to do that too.
I am naive. I don't know anything about the guy.
Listen, I do. I hate to say it. You need to search your feelings, Luke.
Okay.
Because I think you do know what he's all about. I think you do know what he's got. And the Eagles do, too. And that's why they hide him. They don't want him talking unless he has to. This guy does not have a chance. If you really dig in and search your feelings and reflect back on what we can gather so far, be honest with yourself. Like, he's never been a head coach at any level.
Yeah, right.
Never called plays at any level. And he's stepping into a hornet's nest. This guy,
you think he's going to get swallowed?
He's a neophyte.
You think he's going to get swallowed up?
Brand new. Absolutely. This is too big for Nick Sirianni. He's 3 months older than Jimmy. You realize that? Jimmy Seltzer.
Young Seltzer.
He's 3 months older than Jimmy, and his staff is younger than he is.
Wait a minute. That means I'm older than the Eagles head coach.
You sure are.
I didn't realize that.
None of this staff has the experience they need to deal with what they're about to meet head on. And they've avoided bringing in an old head, you know, coach yep. with head coaching experience that Nick can lean on. This is a guy, think about what he's recently been through, right? A little podunk backwater bumpkin town in Indiana and a surfer dude, skies always sunny, San Diego, where they don't even care about football. Anyway, what makes you think he's even close to prepared for what is about to be dished his way in Philly? And we saw it with that press conference.
Right.
And then we all tried to just put it out of our mind, and the Eagles are glad to let that just go away
yep.
and simmer down. Jeffrey Lurie told us, I think we all know Jeffrey Lurie's more involved than he's ever been. And I think he doesn't really know how to make this work. He's seen it work, but he doesn't really understand the process. And I know that because of quotes when he introduced Nick Sirianni, like, Nick's a special communicator.
What's wrong with that?
Then he said that's why he was hired.
What's wrong
because
with that?
Because he's a special communicator.
And then the press
does he come across yeah. as a special communicator to you?
Well, look, he was nervous. And,
I don't
and
care.
He definitely,
if he's nervous yeah. talking in front of a blank screen, do you really think he can handle what he's about to be dealt?
Look, it was.
He sounds
yeah.
weak. He sounds vague. He sounds like he's totally winging it and guessing and unprepared. And I think he got this job because he's willing to say yes to Howfree. And that's it. That's the bottom line. And now he has a roster that stinks. And we're broke.
John, let me present two facts. I think they're facts, not opinions. And just curious, and for everyone at 215-592-9494, I'm sure there are many out there that share John's opinions, his doubts, his concerns, you know, given the way it started with Sirianni here. I will admit I was a little concerned right from the beginning when I don't think the Eagles intended to fire Doug. So it made me wonder, are they really prepared for this job search? When I don't think they were thinking.
They clearly were not.
Yeah, I don't think they were thinking that they were going to have a job search. So,
right.
So that, I will say, fundamentally did and does concern me. But big picture here, John, with Sirianni. I mean, first off, we got to give the dude a chance.
I understand that.
Yeah, I know you do. But two specific facts.
Telling you my gut.
I respect that. That's fine. Two specific facts that kind of prop me up here and feeling a little better about Sirianni, I think, than you do. First off, Lurie hired him. Now, what do I mean when I say it's a fact that Lurie hired him? People are like, well, of course Lurie hired him, Joe. It's his team. No, here's my point. Jeffrey Lurie's got a really good track record of hiring head coaches in pro football. It didn't work out with Chip. At least he got rid of Chip real quick after the one bad year. But, I mean, I think on the whole, when you look at Lurie's tenure over a quarter century now, I think Jeffrey Lurie, I view him as a guy on the whole who has done an outstanding job hiring coaches. Outstanding job. So when I evaluate a coach that I don't know much about, and that's Sirianni, I do fall back to some trust, frankly, some trust that Jeffrey Lurie made this decision, and then I honestly trust Jeffrey Lurie's decision-making in that way. That's point one. That's fact one. The second, John, is we have, as Philadelphia sports fans, and this is a fact, this is not an opinion, we have been wrong before about some head coaches, particularly out of the gate, both ways. Hating guys or distrusting them or thinking they're a joke or flat out believing in a guy. I mean, let's be real. We were wrong about Charlie Manuel, who for about 2 years was in the eye of the storm here in Philadelphia. And, you know, last week on WIP, the voters said, of the thousands of voters, that he was the best coach or manager in the last 20 years in Philadelphia sports. And WIP back in those early years of Charlie, I mean, like every single phone call was negative about Charlie Manuel. I mean, every single phone call. We were wrong about him. I mean, we've been wrong about Chip the other way, where, you know, I would say 90-something percent of Philadelphia was on board with the Chip thing. And in reality, he fell completely apart, not just with the Eagles, but ultimately with the 49ers as well. Totally out of pro football, I believe, to never come back again. We were wrong there. Like, we can be wrong. And so for the people out there, John, that are doubting Sirianni right from the start because he's either young, inexperienced, hasn't been a head coach, hasn't called his plays, appeared unprepared and nervous at a press conference, I would caution everyone to realize, frankly, we've seen or thought we saw worse before, and we shouldn't damn Sirianni right from the jump just because it was rough out of the gate. I mean, I really believe that. Look, we'll see where everyone stands at 215-592-9494. I mean, what you think we have here in town with the Birds, with Sirianni, and the people and the doubt, and whether the commentary that's been out there about him to this point has been fair or unfair, harsh or not harsh enough, or too harsh. I mean, you tell us again, 215-592-9494. I mean, John, it is worth a revisit of some of the audio, of course, from the press conference, because there were some notable things that stood out. And so let's kind of go back to how it sounded when he started with the Birds, first public appearance, and by the way, to this point, only public appearance, including this one, which was not met with great a sense of optimism from a lot of people around here when he seemed a little over-exuberant trying to talk about the concept of team. Here is the Eagles' new head coach, just about a month ago, talking about team.
When you have that connection, when you build these connections, right, you'll end up pushing a little bit harder for someone that you know and someone that you care for and someone that you love. And that's what we want to try to develop. And I get to be a part of a team. All of us, everybody in this building, we're a part of a team. I'm 39 years old. I'm a part of a team. That's unbelievable, right? And we all should feel so lucky to be a part of that team. And that's, and when you can get that connection, that's a special part of an organization, a special part of a team. And all the best teams that I've ever been a part of had that connection.
Now, John, he got ridiculed.
Do you sound, right? Oh, my Lord. Does that sound convincing to you? You know, I think he forgot who he was speaking to at that point in time. You know, staring into a blank screen, he was in I'm Selling Jeffrey Lurie, the sappy Jeffrey Lurie on the emotional intelligence mode. That's not going to cut it with a room full of men. I mean, these are gladiatorial men. They don't care about love and caring and commitment, emotional commitment, that sort of thing. They want to go out there and kick people's asses. And right now, Nick Sirianni is already, in my eyes, showing weakness. And that doesn't cut the mustard. That's not, like, they're so far off base on this. And I fear the worst. I'm amazed. There's another quote that kind of falls in line with this. Yep. Jeffrey said when he introduced them, he said, if you care, you can earn trust. If you have trust, you can motivate. You can motivate, you can teach. Like,
what's wrong with that?
How'd that work for Doug, right?
Well, they won a Super Bowl.
Sure, but it also ended up leading down a path where the players were running roughshod all over them. And this is an organization that has lost its way, and they're being led by a front office more than by a coach.
Well, look,
the coach is being led by the front office, and then he's trying to lead the team. And that undermining process creates a lack of respect for the coach that I think Nick Sirianni's already starting in a hole because of the way this whole thing went down.
Well, the way it went down didn't look good. The way he sounded, obviously, I mean, there were some big issues there. Look, I give the guy a break on something like that last piece of audio you heard. He does sound like a goober there, a doofus. I don't know what the word would
goober
be.
Goober is perfect.
I mean, he does sound ridiculous there. But, I mean, you know what he's trying to say.
I honestly don't.
I'll tell you what he's trying to say.
My problem is Jeffrey told us Nick is here because he continues the culture we had. That culture was terrible. That culture was broken. And that's why you won four games and you were in last place in the division. That's not what you wanted out of this. You had guys like Todd Bowles available out there. And you brought this in to continue the culture you had. You wanted something to spur a complete change of direction. And you're keeping it the same.
All right, look, we'll see where everyone stands. It's been about a month since he was hired. 215-592-9494. What you think we have here in town with Sirianni as the Eagles head coach? People doubting him right from the start, fair or unfair, too harsh or not, you tell us. And is there cause to be scared based on what we saw at that press conference? Or do you swat that aside and say, hey, first time, guy was a little nervous, tough spot answering some questions on Wentz and Hurts before it was resolved? Where do you stand on all of it? Because I'll tell you this, none of these other decisions matter. I mean, none of them really matter in the short term, next 2 to 3 years. If this guy can't coach, they can't fly. But if he can coach, and I don't know that he can't, then they could. We'll see. Joe DeCamera, John Rich, Sirianni, where you stand, what you think we got here in Philly on 94WIP.
I'm 39 years old. I'm a part of a team. That's unbelievable.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.